Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on August 18th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. Canadian lawyer spoke with Brad Regier, a lawyer from Winnipeg and the first Indigenous president of the Canadian Bar Association, about his work representing First Nations and other Indigenous organisations. His practice involves a lot of specific claims, historical grievances First Nations have, primarily with the federal government. While the reminder of the multitude and severity of Canada's wrongdoing motivates Regier, it also frustrates him.
One of the rewarding things of this job, but also one of the frustrating things, is like literally every day I learn something new that occurred that makes me shake my head. It astounds me that this happened here in Canada. But I have yet to find a single First Nation that does not have multiple historical grievances.
Employment lawyer Nadia Zaman spoke with Canadian lawyer about how early setbacks, including not being hired back at the law firm where she did her articling, forced her to reevaluate where she wanted to take her career and ended up working at an employment boutique.
So obviously when it happened, I did not think of it as a blessing in disguise because I was still processing that experience and trying to make the most of it, right? But now, several years later, when I look back and I think about what happened and what it ended up triggering, I can't help but see all the good things that came out of it.
Zaman launched a LinkedIn newsletter where she shares stories of other women lawyers and how they overcame challenges and defined success.
Part of it was, you know, my desire to simply share stories from women lawyers to help others relate, connect, learn, and be inspired. And that really was the tagline behind Secret Sauce for Success. And the other part of it was I really wanted to promote and highlight these amazing women lawyers who are out there and really promote this abundance mindset.
As investors, regulators, customers, and key stakeholders increasingly demand that businesses show evidence of their commitment to environmental, social, and governance matters, legal departments are stepping up to lead businesses in a range of ESG initiatives, often supported by a sustainability leader. As Vice President Sustainability at Aecon Group Inc., Prabha Banga works closely with the legal team in embedding sustainability into organizational culture.
I would say that the first kind of exercise that in-house counsels definitely would be involved in is looking at, just like they would any other risk, is assessing and mapping out ESG risks and essentially identifying what the key risks are, what the most material ESG risks are to the organization, and then ensuring that we have the right framework in place. And so that could be the right policies, the right regulations at a corporate level to be addressing those risks. And then I also think that it's their role to really work with, the board secretary and the board of directors to ensure that the board is involved in helping to understand what the risks are and helping to understand how we are mitigating and managing those risks and essentially creating a comprehensive framework that really oversees the sustainability agenda at a corporate level.
The Ontario Court of Appeal has demonstrated there are consequences for a seller who attempts to exploit a short delay in closing to exit a real estate transaction, according to James Cook, partner at Gardner Roberts. The litigation arose when the bank failed to deliver funds for the purchase before 5 p.m. on the closing date. The seller faxed the buyer at 5:11 p.m., terminating the agreement. The Court of Appeal confirmed the trial judge's ruling that the seller acted unreasonably and in bad faith, and the agreement did not specify a 5 p.m. deadline. The case does a good job of showing the circumstances when a seller is obligated to complete a transaction and shows the consequences of a seller trying to pounce on what amounted here to a very short delay, even under their own theory of the timing, to terminate a transaction, says Cook, a civil litigator who does commercial real estate and professional liability work. he was not involved in the case. Anthony D. Batista, counsel for the purchasers, said he was pleased to see the appeal court suggest that it's open to the trial judge to make findings on the efforts of real estate counsel to cure minor delays in closing. You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes, and to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favourite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.